Welcome back to the Rational Revolution. Many thanks to my dear friend, State Senator Kristen Dessler Elfheim. I know, you know, if you've listened to the show, you've heard this story, but I got to tell it again. How I met her was I was just out of high school and kind of in like a gap year between high school and college. And I went on an interview, and it was like a group interview, and she was a high up manager at a life insurance company. And, you know, you go through that group interview, and then you take the people that that would move on to the next round, and I was one of them, and that second round was with her, and it was pretty clear to me that, you know, I was a young kid, I really didn't know what I didn't know, and that was just not a good opportunity for me at the time, and so I told her that, and I think I sat down with her for maybe 10 minutes, and you know the fact that and the conversation was brief. But she took her time. She gave me, you know, advice about like, and she could have said, all right, thanks. You know, have a great day. See you later, loser. You know, like she could have just let me go, but she didn't. And she took time, recognizing that I was a young person in the beginning of my career. And she took time to say, you know, don't give up on yourself. You know, you have a bright future. You know, and she said other things that, but like that moment and that conversation stuck with me until, you know, for 20 years. And I remembered her name specifically. And I looked her up because I wanted to tell her that when I think I bought my business and I just wanted to say, hey, like, look at me now, you know, or something like that. And it was, and we kind of struck up a friendship and got to know each other. That's how, you know, I got roped into this whole Rational Revolution thing, because she was doing it. But from that interaction, I mean, I want people to understand that, like, man, even the quickest, the smallest, the just the tiniest nugget of kindness and compassion and humanity you can give to people, that stuff sticks with you for a long, long time. And she's living proof of that, because, you know, you can see who she was when I knew her way back when. And that's that same passion, that same energy, that same fire to care for people and to help people that exists today. And I think that's why she's such a, you know, a valuable member of that legislative body, is because she's brilliant, number one. But number two, she genuinely cares. You know, what does she say? Be brave. And I do want to echo what she said, be brave, because, you know, I said during the show, I was around during that redistricting event in 2011. And I remember, I've said this before too, sitting on the back of my representative's pickup truck, who was my neighbor, when those maps came out and we were having a beer, and he said, you know, the Democrats will not have a majority for over 10 years, and there's nothing they can do about it. And at the time, I was like, oh, wow, holy cow, that's amazing. And then you go back home and like, boy, that's messed up. And it has been messed up in Wisconsin for a long time. There has not been parity. There hasn't been balance. There hasn't been any sort of need to hear any other side other than the right. And when that happens, boy, it gets ugly. And we talked a couple weeks ago about how we're kind of at a point where like the dawn after a really long night, and you see the streaks of sun showing up over the horizon. Like, that's where we are. We're at a point where we can right this ship. And so if those people who are, like Senator Elfheim said, those people that are angry, be brave, but also be active, because we can get through this, and we push through that finish line only because we take that fire, that understanding. Take, like, Mayor Eric Genrich, he told me once in Madison when he was a representative, he was getting kicked in the face every day. That's why I use that slogan a lot. But if we remember what that's like, getting kicked in the face every day, and we take that and use that to fuel our activity, there's nothing that's going to stop us. And then I think it's also, you know, we have to understand that if something doesn't happen exactly like we want it to, if we see leaders in Madison that are, you know, pausing to potentially, hey, let's talk this through. Let's give some things hearings, even though they're not, they don't have a D behind it. Don't get mad. That's how we, as people who are on the left or center left, we can show how good government should work. We can show how progress should work. We can show how working together should work and should look. Because we've talked about this too. If you were a Democrat, you could not get anything passed since 2011 with your name on it. You had to take the bill, give it to a Republican for the Republican to scribble over and Republicanize and get it to where they could stomach the fact that a Democratic bill is getting passed. And that's how things would get done. That's not getting things done. That's steamrolling another side and not really giving two rips about it. It's not right. And the only way to get through it is not to do it to the other side, but it's to do our work, but do it better. Show what integrity really is to a side that hasn't cared much about integrity since 2011, because they haven't had to. There's been no one that has been keeping them in check. And that's why, you know, Tony Evers, I think, as Senator Kristen Dessler-Alfheim said so eloquently, he's been playing the world's toughest game of goalie, you know, for the last many years, because that's what he's had to do. Man, that's hard. And I know on behalf of a grateful nation, I am sure, certainly appreciative and grateful for the work that he's done. And I'm appreciative of you for sticking around and listening to us every week on the Rational Revolution, and stick around next week and every week following on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Mark Becker. See you next week. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running, cause the winner don't quit on themselves.